throat. And then at the bottom half of the hour, we're going to be taking a listen to a different production group, the 19 Nocturne Boulevard, whose stuff I've also been playing for the past few weeks, and their particular production of Two If by C. And so that's coming up for us in just a moment. So relax and begin to enjoy your evening from all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Welcome, friend. Have a seat by the fire. Make yourself comfortable. It was a maddening conclusion, one that she now deeply dreaded. There was nowhere she could flee to escape the voices, those lost souls aimlessly seeking what could never be found. Nowhere to flee, for there was not a single patch of this haunted earth not sprinkled with the dust of the dead. And the whole world was a tomb. You're listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Our All Hallows Eve tale was scripted by John Ballantyne and guides us on a shadowy quest for the ever elusive Twilight Road.
Well, that takes care of Mr. Roberts. Doris will be in tomorrow for hair and makeup. Judging by the decomposition, this will be a closed casket.
Such a shame. Poor man died there in that apartment. No one found him for, what, nearly a week?
Unfortunately, that's what happens with the elderly. Those that live alone tend to be forgotten. A fine job, considering the shape he was in. Good work, Tori.
Thank you. A bit more of a challenge than usual.
Stay in the mortuary business for long, and you'll encounter a lot worse, trust me.
Wow. I had no idea it was this late. Guess I'll wash up if we're done here.
Let me get this. Here, it's mortuary. Yeah.
Never good news this time of night.
Yes, no problem. Good night. So, apparently another body is en route from the hospital, accident victim. Should be here any minute.
Busy night.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, they want her prepared as soon as possible, so I'm going to stick around. Why don't you just head home, Tori? I can take care of things.
Really? I mean, I'll be glad to stay.
No. No, you've had a full day. You should, must be them now.
I have no life anyway. I should just stay. What do you think, Mr. Roberts? They always say you start talking to corpses eventually.
Here we go. Right here, gentlemen. Set on the table. Seems intact. All her limbs.
Don't know what kind of, shape she's in. I didn't see her before she went in the bag. Can you sign here, ma'am?
Sure, what happened?
A young 20-something out partying early for Halloween, the way I hear it. Ran out in front of a car and... smack. Dead on the scene.
Pity.
Her belongings are in the package here. Jewelry and such. Well, we gotta be going. Got another delivery for Kaiser's home on the other side of town.
Have a good night, gentlemen.
Is her family coming?
Not tonight. They were understandably distraught. The mother was inconsolable, I hear. Accident victims are always the worst. Well, brace yourself. This isn't likely to be pretty. Hmm. Remarkable.
I've never seen one like this before. It's almost like... Well, as if
she were sleeping. Yes, with exception of some minor bruising, this one's in fine shape. Shouldn't be nearly as much cosmetic work as I feared.
Rigor hasn't even set in yet. They'll probably be able to perform an open casket service if requested.
I presume they won't bury her in the naughty nurse outfit, though. Let's see. Serena McBride, age 24, Caucasian female, cause of death.
She looks so peaceful.
Pronounced dead at 7:40.
Oh, Christ, did you see that?
What is it?
God, my heart's racing.
What did you see?
I could swear... I just saw her eyelid flutter.
Did her eyes open?
No, it was just for a second.
Nothing to be alarmed about. Just a muscular thing. I've seen it many times. The brain is dead, the heart is stopped, but parts of the body are still dying, moving their last.
Sorry, I know I shouldn't have reacted like that.
No harm done. The human body can display some odd behavior in its final hours.
Mr. Sadler, why don't you just go home? I can take it from here.
Well, I'm not so sure you're ready to, you see, who am I fooling? Of course you're ready. You did a wonderful job on Mr. Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Sadler.
You sure you feel up to it? It's been a long day.
Shouldn't take much time. I'll document everything on the mini recorder and you can review it tomorrow.
All right. Just follow your procedures and there should be no problem. Let's see. Where's my coat? Ah, here we go.
Good night, Mr. Sadler.
Don't hesitate to call if you need anything. You have my cell.
I do. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, I suppose I might as well get this show on the road. It is now 1 a.m., October 31st. I've examined the body of the deceased, Serena McBride, for vital signs. Rigor mortis has oddly not occurred yet, but I can detect no pulse or respiration. I've just bathed the body with a disinfectant and am now preparing to set the features before embalming. The eyes and mouth have remained closed, but I'm going to use a needle injector to ensure the jaw doesn't spring open at some point. Just unnerving. Her eyelid is fluttering again, and I don't understand why she would... What the hell? Her body is tensing. Some irregular spasms. God. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this can't be. Oh, Jesus.
Where am I? What are you doing to
this
me?
This is unbelievable. This is just... Relax. Calm down.
What happened? Where are my clothes, for God's sake?
You don't remember?
I'm cold. This table
I'm sorry. Cold. Here, put this over you.
Did somebody slip something in my drink? Son of a bitch, Jack slipped something in my drink, didn't he?
This is insane.
You're damn right it is. I need to call a cab. I can't drive home like this.
Just calm down. I can't believe I was just out.
Just about to what? Where am I? Why are you dressed like that? That rubber apron and... Oh. What kind of costume is that?
It's not a costume, I'm afraid.
What happened to me? Tell me what happened.
Watch your step. Here, sit down.
Ugh, I ache all over. Hangovers suck.
So you don't remember anything?
I was at the party and drinking way too much. You guys keep it kind of cold in here.
Can I get you some coffee? Just brewed a fresh pot.
Sure. Got anything for a headache?
Yeah. I'll bring you a Tylenol. Just a second.
What kind of hospital is this?
It's not a hospital. Garrett's mortuary.
Hi there, Tori. I thought I would give you a quick call before I turned in and see how things were going.
Mr. Sadler, I don't know how to tell you this, but that girl we brought in, the accident victim, well, she's alive.
Dear Lord, alive? Are you sure?
She's sitting in the next room right now.
Extraordinary. What about you? Are you all right?
My nerves are shot, but other than that, yeah.
Have you called the hospital yet?
No, I haven't had time. She just woke up on the table a few minutes ago. I was about to, but...
Listen to me. Don't do anything until I get there, Tori.
She probably needs medical attention. Are you sure?
Just keep her there. Keep her comfortable. I'll be along shortly.
Okay, but... But what if she...
Hey, come here!
Just a second! Here you go. This ought to warm you up.
Thanks. Tell me something, miss.
I'm Tori.
Tori. Who's in the other room?
Huh?
The other room that I woke up in. I keep hearing a voice in there.
There's just you and me here.
It's a man's voice. It keeps asking me something.
I don't hear anything.
Are you sure we're alone here?
Listen, Serena, you've been through quite an ordeal. You've had a head injury and, at the very least, a concussion.
What's in that room?
I don't think you need to be moving around too much.
I was a little dizzy before, but I'm okay. There was somebody in there earlier. I saw them. Someone covered.
Oh, Mr. Roberts. Trust me, he's in no condition to speak.
This is a morgue, isn't it?
It is. I didn't want to tell you, but...
So am I alive or dead?
You're very much alive.
But I was dead.
Well, your vital signs were almost non-existent. For all practical matters, you were clinically deceased.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
I thought that what happened, that place... I just figured it was all a nightmare.
Sit down.
It was real? Oh, my God, it was all real.
Please sit down. Just tell me what you're talking about.
I remember it all now.
What do you remember?
There's nothing, Tori. Absolutely nothing.
What are you talking about?
There's nothing on the other side. It's all coming back to me now.
You had some sort of out-of-body experience?
The dead walk this world, Tori. There's nothing else. Lost souls wandering aimlessly. Some not even realizing they're dead. No heaven. No hell.
Is that what you believe?
It doesn't matter what I believe, it's reality. Listen to me, the afterlife is just a shadow of this world, a mist-shrouded purgatory like some big dumping ground for souls. Everyone that just passed, looking for something, a place.
What are they looking for?
Something called the Twilight Road.
The Twilight Road? What is that?
I don't know, but... Maybe that's the big damn cosmic irony of it all. They're all seeking something that they can never find because it doesn't exist. Don't you hear them?
Serena, I think you need to lie down. Have a seat on the couch. Here, come on. You're still in shock. You need to take it easy.
How many people are kept here?
Don't worry about that.
I need to know. How many corpses are here?
I'm not sure. Maybe 5 or 6 in storage down in the basement. 1 in the prep room.
I can't stay here.
You're in no condition to leave.
You don't understand. They're calling me. They know that I came back and they won't stand for it.
Serena, that's just nonsense. All of this is just some delusion your mind has concocted. You were involved in a very serious accident and you're... not thinking straight.
I want to believe you, but there's just too many voices here calling me.
Shh, calm down. Everything's going to be all right. Everything will be all right. Mr. Sadler, thank God.
I got here as quickly as I could.
She's resting. Very unstable, though.
Where is she?
She was just lying on the couch. Serena? Serena?
I'll check the hallway and the lab, see if she's in the prep room. Serena! Serena!
Serena! Serena, where are you?
I can't stay here!
What did you do to Mr. Roberts' body?
He wouldn't stop talking! I just tried to make him stop!
Honey, he's dead. Carving him
don't
up...
Don't you think I know that?
Serena, please, put away the scalpel. Let
Tori, us... Tori, don't try to stop me! There's too many voices here! Too many dead souls! I have to leave now!
Serena, you're very sick!
They're trying to pull me back, don't you see? They think that I know where it is, but I don't! I've never been there! I've never even heard of it!
This Twilight Road?
Yes! Stay away from me, Tori!
Put down the scalpel.
Don't come any closer! I'm warning you!
I've got her!
I can't...
Stay still!
What are you doing?
Just a little chloroform from the lab. Fortunately, she didn't spot me creeping up behind her. That scalpel could have taken my head off. Help me move her to the couch.
Is she okay?
Just unconscious.
We should call the hospital.
Already have. EMTs will be along any minute now.
She was so convinced she heard voices.
Poor girl. Hopefully there's no serious damage. Tori, you perform well above and beyond the call of duty. Why don't you go home? Get some rest.
Mr. Sadler, I don't...
Tori, I insist. I can handle things from here. Besides, I need to fill out some paperwork. Make the appropriate phone calls. Make sure there's no looming litigation over this debacle.
Okay, you're right. I'll grab my things and go. It has been a long night.
Where am I?
Relax, dear. Just relax. I'm about to give you something in this syringe that'll make this much easier for you. You'll feel a brief prick. Ah. There you go.
What are you... Why am I back on this table?
It's for your own good, Serena. Trust me. You've had a window to a world few live to tell of. Doesn't happen often, thankfully. In fact, in my 25 years in this field, I've had it happen only once before.
What are you doing?
A young man woke up on my table once very early in my career. He was only 12. Fell through the ice at the lake. Was dead for hours and nearly gave me a heart attack when he opened his eyes. I had just begun to glue them shut.
I feel weird.
Anyway, is this, young man began to recover, he had much the same story to tell as you.
I need to leave this place. The voices are calling, and I have to go.
Of course they do. They think you know where it is. That road they search for, what do they call it?
Twilight?
Yes, the Twilight Road. The dead always believe the new arrivals have the answer. They never do.
Twilight Road.
Needless to say, I was overjoyed this boy was alive, but sadly, he couldn't shake the voices. They followed him everywhere. They say he still hears them through the Thorazine. Last I knew, he was institutionalized at Briarwood. A violent schizophrenic. I was young back then, inexperienced. Didn't understand the repercussions, didn't know the unspoken rule among many of us in this profession. After all, it would have been more humane for the poor boy if I had just finished the job that day all those years ago. Living with that regret has been difficult. The voices will haunt you as long as you live, Serena, just as they did that boy. They will drive you mad. What I'm about to do may seem cruel, but in fact it is a... The back entrance. Now, who the devil could that be?
Serena, wake up. Come on, before he comes back. I need you to help me so I can get you out of here. Come on your feet. Attagirl, put your arm over my shoulder. Easy. One step at a time.
I am so dizzy.
It's okay. You want it out of here, right? Away from the voices? That's what we're gonna do, honey. Let's pick up our feet. Here's the car. Easy. Easy. Sure is foggy out here. Watch your head. There you go.
Where do you think you're going?
Taking this girl to the hospital. She needs medical attention. Then I'm going to the police.
I've already called the police, Tori. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Don't try to stop me. You were going to kill her.
It is an unfortunate necessity.
Are you kidding me? This is just insane. She doesn't see dead people. She's suffering delusions. Come to think of it, you're pretty damn delusional yourself.
Ah! Oh my God, they're everywhere!
Oh my God, Serena, come back!
This world is a morgue, Tori. The souls of the dead don't crumble into the ground like their corpses. They linger here forever. Our world is a very haunted place.
Serena!
She'll never escape them.
Serena, thank God.
What's wrong? I'm not gonna let Sadler hurt you.
The voices, they're worse than before. All around me, my mind is crowded with them. The smell of rot, the decay of their breath on my neck. I don't know where it is.
Serena, you're very sick.
I wish that was all it was. I do. I really feel faint.
Serena? Serena?
Thank God.
Stay right where you are, miss. Keep your hands where we can see them.
Please, we have to get this woman to a hospital.
Step away from her, ma'am. Just stand on the curb there. You're not hiding any concealed weapons, are you?
No, of course not.
What's your name, miss?
Tori. Tori Howard.
Can I see your ID?
Well, I left it in my car back at the funeral home. Listen, you need to call an ambulance. This woman needs help.
Jim, check her out.
Sure.
This is Unit 9 responding to call from Garrett's mortuary. Request EMTs be dispatched to corner of 2211 Matheson Drive. We have a Caucasian female unresponsive on the sidewalk.
Copy that, Unit 9. EMTs are on the way.
Oh, thank heavens. You caught her.
Well, we were in the neighborhood, Mr. Sadler. Just got the call.
Officer! Mr. Sadler was in the process of trying to embalm this woman!
Hey, Schubert. Better call the coroner. This girl is dead.
No! That can't be. I mean, she was just...
Of course, I was trying to embalm her. That is my job.
Ma'am, I need you to put your hands on the car.
What? No, you don't understand. This son of a bitch injected her with something earlier. I was just... talking with her!
Ma'am?
I can administer CPR. Try to revive her.
Tori, she's been dead for hours.
You lying bastard!
Hands on the car, ma'am.
I have the paperwork right here. We received the body around midnight. Serena McBride. She was pronounced dead at the scene.
Accident victim?
Yes.
Hey, Schubert. She's the lady that got hit by the car near Alpine Crossing. You know, we worked traffic on that one earlier. They carted her off covered with a sheet, dead on the scene, just like he said.
Yeah, I remember. What exactly were you doing with her body, miss?
You don't understand. She woke up on the table. She was alive.
Officer, Miss Howard has been under enormous stress lately. Long hours. It's a grisly business. I fear she may have suffered a bit of a breakdown.
You lying!
Whoa, hold on, here.
Take it easy, ma'am.
Calm down, ma'am. She was alive!
Stop struggling!
I hate to do this. Just zap her, Jim. Slap the cuffs on her. Let's get this feisty young lady into the car. You got her, Jim?
Yep.
This is Unit 9. Cancel that call for the EMTs. We already got a meat wagon here.
Copy that, Unit 9.
Here, let me help you load that body into the van, Mr. Sadler.
Yes, thank you, officer.
You see her eyes flutter?
Muscular impulses, officer. The tissue is still dying, you see.
Definitely no pulse on this one.
Ah, there we go.
Now, officer, if you will excuse me, there's still much to be done. Unit 9 in transit. We have a Caucasian female, Tori Howard, an employee from Garrett's Mortuary. Seems to have suffered some type of mental episode. She is highly agitated, and we were forced to utilize a taser in subduing her. Appears that she was attempting to abduct a body from the morgue.
Copy that, Unit 9. I'm being told you need to transport her to the Briarwood facility for evaluation.
The Nut House?
Affirmative.
The voice recorder. I have proof.
What'd she say?
Something about a voice recorder?
I swear, it's all on the recorder. She woke up on the table. It was in my pocket.
There's nothing in your pocket, ma'am. I checked before we put you in the car.
Must have fallen out back there somewhere. She was alive, I swear.
Relax, ma'am. We'll get it sorted out. Now, let's see. Briarwood's out near Beaumont Park. I think I'll take the interstate.
No, it's quicker if you take Twilight.
Twilight?
Yeah, old Twilight Road. It'll take us straight there.
Twilight? Twilight Road?
See, she's heard of it.
All right. Twilight it is then.
Twilight Road.
You've been listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Tonight's tale, Twilight Road, was written, directed, and produced by John Ballantyne. Featured in the cast were Diane Gilbert as Tori, Shelby Sessler as Serena, John Ballantyne as Sadler, Blaine Hicklin as Officer Schubert. Also featured were Alex Pinnick, Teresa Ballantyne, and Jason Haney. Music by Kevin MacLeod, Richard Lainhart, Tom Cusack, Ambient Fabric, and Still Water. Sound design by Tim Holding and John Ballantyne. Additional sound provided by Free Sound Project. Mixing and post-production by John Ballantyne. Visit us at campfireradiotheater.podbean.com and on Facebook at Campfire Radio.
The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
I've been really trying. Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar.
19 Nocturne Boulevard.
Nocturne Boulevard? Not far. When you hit Howard, hang a right. Howard meets Philip at a weird kind of angle. Then you cross James and Poe. You can't miss Nocturne. It's just past the Automat.
19 Nocturne Boulevard. Your address for suspenseful stories of the speculative, strange, and supernatural.
Tonight's story is Two If By Sea.
Yes? This is 19 Nocturne Boulevard. Won't you step inside? Did you have any trouble finding it? What do you mean, what kind of a place is it? Why, it's a cruise ship boarding area in the 1930s. Can't you tell?
Agnes, you're stark raving bonkers.
Why must you use such slang, Lucille?
Because you deserve it, that's why. I'm just calling a club a club.
No.
You're really going through with it? Don't you think they'll notice?
As long as I'm out to sea before they do, the worst thing that can happen is I make the rest of the trip in the brig.
Brig? Like jail? They're gonna put you on bread and water.
I hear it's the latest thing for slimming. Look, Lucille, you were a peach to give me a ride. You needn't stay and see me off.
And what am I supposed to do now? Go without a roomie till you get back? When's that gonna be?
This month is already paid, and I'll wire you. Let you know if I made a getaway at San Francisco or not.
Oh, but that's a whole month away.
Oh, Lucille, that's just the point. You keep telling me how my life is one big rut, and I need to dig my way out before I get so deep I can't see daylight no more. No alphabet. I mean, anymore.
But I mostly meant you should get a guy.
This is me being a completely different person. At least for a month.
And then another person entirely, once you're in the clink.
Live for today. That's it. The breaking point. Do or die.
Die.
Oh. Bye, Lucille.
Bye.
All right.
Dumb luck. Maybe she can get off on insanity.
Pardon me, hot stuff. There you come over there.
My what? Oh! Oh, no!
Next. Mrs.
Mrs. Green?
Mrs.
Mrs. Green. With an E on the end?
Ah, Mrs. Green. And Mr. Green?
Oh, he's trying to make it, but business, you know how it is.
He'll have to be quick. The room is non-refundable.
Oh, he said I could go on without him. He might even have to take an airplane down later and meet me, if business allows.
Very good. You have stateroom number.
Hey, honey, I made it.
You what?
Sir?
Mr. Green. With an E on the end. Right, sweets?
You just surprised me.
Better get a move on. The porter there will show you to your stateroom.
Room?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we must have booked a suite.
Sorry, but we only had a single large stateroom on the promenade deck. Please follow the porter now. We're getting ready to leave dock.
Come along, babe. Can't wait to see our room.
And you'll have to tell me all about your business.
These self-made millionaires.
Yeah?
They make such a fuss about not wanting to turn all hoity-toity. All it means is they're still as obnoxious as when they were broke.
Betty tips peanuts, too.
Who do you think you are?
Mr. Green, with an E on the end. What's my first name, just in case anyone asks?
Harold.
There he is.
And what's your first name, in case anyone asks?
Harold.
I mean...
Charlie. Charlie Worthington. And may I have the pleasure of my wife's name?
Agnes. Oh, it's just dreadful.
It ain't that bad. I like Agnes.
I don't mean my name. I mean this situation. The alphabet.
Come on. It's not that...
How do you even know? How did you even know? What made you...
I don't usually make a habit of eavesdropping, but your blonde Lucille there, well, she may be a peach, but her voice would cut glass. How could I not hear?
Oh!
Look, I ain't trying to put the mash on you or nothing. Oh. Fact is, I'm here after my girl. She's gone off with this rich baboon, and I just want a chance to get her back.
Oh?
Funny. If I'd have known she was just out for the dough, I could have shown her a thing or two. Can we make a deal, babe? Just treat me like you'd treat your roomie back home, and we both spend all our time out and about and away from each other?
Very well, but where are you going to sleep?
Me? The bed.
Nonsense. You're the gentleman.
Do I sound like a gentleman?
What?
That bed's big enough for both of us. Think of me as Lucille.
We don't share a bed.
Good for you.
You could sleep in the bathtub.
It's a shower bath.
You could sleep in that armchair. It looks nice and comfy.
You're welcome to it, then.
Oh, you'd make me sleep in the chair?
I ain't making you do nothing. I believe that's dinner. Shall we go down?
I don't have anything to wear.
Well, you ain't Lady Godiva. Let's go slap on the feed bag. No one dresses up first night out.
Wake up and I'd be right there. No. No, I can't. No.
Seem to be listening to starboard there, wifey babe.
It's a good thing they bring breakfast to the room. I can't even stand up straight.
And you slept in your clothes. You look a treat.
Oh, it's compliments like that that have kept the greens together for so long.
Yeah. Have some toast. Tell me more about Harold and Agnes Green.
I'm not a green. No. Mrs. Green is an Iphigenia.
Gesundheit. Then Agnes is...
Me, Agnes Culpepper.
Gesundheit twice.
I am Mr. Green's personal secretary.
Uh-huh.
No! I won't say he's not a bit of a wolf, but he prefers the girls in the typing pool. Younger.
What are they? In diapers?
Anyway, Mr. Green needs someone to actually do the work. He trusts me.
Not after this, I bet.
Oh, yes.
I'm done eating. Tell you what, I'll shave, you talk.
About?
How you became Mrs. Green, even by proxy.
Why are you taking off your shirt?
A fellow never shaves in his shirt. Too much chance of stains. Turn your back if you're modest, but keep talking.
Oh, very well. The Greens had this cruise scheduled. I made all the bookings, organized everything, and then she caught him,
taking a dip in the typing pool?
Yes. So she decided she wasn't speaking to him and moved into a hotel.
Let me guess. Since they weren't going to be using the cruise...
And it's too late to cancel the tickets.
You decided, why let it go to waste?
Pretty much. I told him my aunt had died, and I just... up and left.
How long you worked for this guy, anyway?
Half my life.
10 years?
Stop it with the flattery. I know I'm not exactly a spring chicken.
Whatever your age is, you don't look it. But you've been loyal so long, he might forgive you.
I don't plan to go back. Unless they haul me back in chains.
Nah, San Francisco don't extradite.
Oh, tell me about your girl.
Ah, I should know better than to go for that type of gorgeous featherhead. All they want is a rich husband.
Some of us would just settle for any husband.
You too? What is it with you dames?
Who doesn't want security? Someone to look after? Someone to wake up with?
You're the one said no.
I mean someone of my own. Besides, it's the way people treat you when you're not married. You don't know. You're a man. No one talks behind your back or gives you those looks.
So you came on the cruise to try and find a man?
Maybe.
And you're pretending to be a married lady?
Oh. Are you finished in there?
Yeah. What's wrong?
My neck. Oh.
That's what you get for taking the high road. Sit.
What are you going to do?
Just breathe deep.
What?
Relax. That's good. Now just go limp. And... Did I forget to mention I'm a chiropractor?
Too bad I haven't a bathing costume.
Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo! Oh, Alphabet, she saw me.
Yoo-hoo! I said yoo-hoo! You!
Oh, hello, Mrs.
Tompkins. Miss,
Agnes.
You are the one who's worked for Howell Green simply forever, aren't you? I've been looking simply everywhere for him and his darling little wife ever since I spotted the names on the list thing. Tell me where to find them.
Sorry. Orders. They're in enjoying a second honeymoon and don't want to be disturbed by anyone.
Disturbed? I wouldn't say I am.
That's why I'm on the boat, you see, to keep track of all the little things and let them spend their time together.
But I'm such an old friend.
When I see them, I'll tell them you inquired.
You told her?
I thought you didn't make a habit of eavesdropping.
They say you pick up bad habits on vacation. Keep practicing. You'll sound just like that powder pigeon in no time. Damn. I'd know that laugh anywhere. She shouldn't be laughing like that with some other palooka.
Oh, Armando, you're so hysterical.
You make me hysterical, baby.
What a line, huh?
Charlie!
Who is this fellow?
I'm Lara's fiancé. At least I was last time I checked.
Charlie, don't be a boob about this. I told you last week that it just wasn't working out.
Was that before or after you got a look at this mug's wallet?
Charlie!
Well, I never. That was uncalled for.
Well, this is...
Oh. Hold this on it. That's the best I can do. I ordered down a raw steak, and that should help some.
I can't believe it had to come to this.
And she told you to take a hike?
Off a short pier.
And I'm stuck on this tub for another 28 days of abject misery.
Well, you can have the bed to mope in.
I was thinking...
Oh, that will be it.
Here you go. Watch out now, missus. It's a bit juicy.
Thank you. Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Yeah.
Charming.
Thank you, sir.
No one can say Mr. Harold Green is a skinflint.
You just let me know if you need anything else. Ask for Rafi.
Of course. You need to make sure and keep more cash on you, dear.
Oh, whoa, you better be careful. You don't want to run through your whole stash.
Take it. I don't seem to care no more.
Your money? No. How much is there?
Only brought it to show Lara I was as good a fella as that polysyllabic Lothario.
You are.
He gets her, and I get a slab of beef on my mug. That don't feel like a winner from this end.
No! Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, no. The steak, it stained my blouse. Oh, I've got to get it out. Oh, no.
That's what the laundry is for.
Easy for you to say. You don't mind wandering around in your undergarments.
Not a mind you wandering around in yours, either.
No! Don't tease. I'll be stuck with a stained blouse for the rest of the entire trip.
You only have one blouse? For an entire month? What are all them cases?
I can't wear Mrs. Green's clothes. That would be like stealing.
Oh?
I'll pick up something when we stop at a port.
The store's on the shopping deck.
I looked. They're a bit outside my budget.
I can front you a few simoleons.
I have my entire life savings on me, and they're still outside my budget. And say, do you know anyone in San Francisco who might need a secretary? I'm very reliable.
Well...
until now, anyway.
Look, I'm going to dinner, China or no China. Care to join me?
Like this? I'll just have something sent down.
Your funeral. Besides, once I'm gone, you can check that often. Scrub it proper.
Oh. Oh.
Oops. Shh. Oh. Oh, no. Shh. Sorry. Don't have a hissy fit. You should be more careful. You'll crick up your neck again.
Oh, Alphabet! What are all these boxes?
A few little things. You need them more than I need my cash.
No, I can't let you buy me things.
Take it as payment for my passage, then.
Oh, I suppose.
Well, I ain't spending the dough on Lara. Gold digger.
Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, this is lovely. I'm going to change right now.
I don't think you need to change at all.
So glad he wasn't here when I came out. Indeed.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. That wouldn't happen to be the Green's cabin, would it?
No. No, it's not. No, Mr. and Mrs. Green aren't here.
So if I knock on that door, they won't answer?
I don't think anyone will answer.
And who are you?
I'm the fellow whose cabin that is.
Oh, Alphabet.
And why is she coming out of your cabin?
Oh, that...
I'm waiting.
You'd better tell her something.
I could get in all sorts of trouble for this.
Yes.
I'm a traveling salesman, and...
I know all about your kind. And you always seem so much smarter than that, Miss,
Oh, no, nothing like that, Miss,
Mrs. Tompkins.
I just let the little lady buy herself a blouse. Off the books, you know.
Oh?
Then I went for a walk while she changed. Had to keep up propriety, right?
The stores on the ship are so expensive, and I can't go around in evening wear all day, can I?
Or nightwear.
Shh! I don't suppose you have anything nice in my size.
Thought you might be asleep.
How could I sleep until we get this squared away?
Get what?
How we're going to share the bed.
Oh, that.
I figured it out. I will take the sheet and you can take the blanket. We can each wrap ourselves up on our own side of the bed. Perfectly safe.
Safe, right. Of course, we could always have an affair.
What?
Just a thought. We're stuck here for a couple of weeks yet.
No!
I'm pining for Lara and... you're just pining.
I am not pining. I'm having a lovely time. Everything's just perfect.
Sorry I even mentioned it. I'm a big heel. I'm just feeling the jilt, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I wish there was something I could do to help. Something else.
That's it. Hey, babe, wanna earn those togs?
Doing what?
Wearing them. Out on deck. Say, I thought that swimming dress would suit you.
It's a little brief, isn't it?
You got it, flaunt it. Oh, there they are. Now, you promised.
Of course. Which ones are they?
The blonde and the pink and the welterweight with the ducktail.
I can see what she sees in him.
Dollar signs. That's what she sees in him.
And you're going to be nice. No more brawling. They're going to look at us oddly if we have to order up another steak.
I'll be dainty as a kitten. Let's go make her turn green with envy.
Are you sure it will work?
Oops, it better. Here they come.
Oh, alphabet.
Why do you always say that?
Well, I think if a four-letter word is a cuss, then an eight-letter word should be twice as good.
Fair enough.
Charlie? So nice to see you're not pining.
Charlie? Pining?
Honey Doll, this is that girl I was telling you about. Lara, this is Honey Doll. She's a model.
Charmed.
I thought my name was supposed to be Marguerite.
A Marguerite doesn't screech like that.
Charmed?
And this is that boob that smacked me one. Sorry, didn't get your name.
I am Armando Montenegro.
Oh, you should be ashamed, fighting out of your weight class.
I am a lover, not a fighter.
Could have fooled me.
So, honey, what attracted you to Charlie?
Oh, that's easy. He's so sweet with buying me things. Oh, and he's cute, too.
Buying?
Good hands.
Buying what?
Designer stuff. Jewels, the usual.
Huh. Why didn't you ever buy me anything, Charlie?
You kept insisting you liked me for my personality. Didn't want to spoil it.
Personality? These? That's a joke.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Look what she's got now, like a marble statue.
From the neck up. Come on, Honey Doll. Let's do us some shopping.
I can't believe it. A model? Me?
It's all I could think of when I saw you in that suit.
I can't believe they bought it.
Helps that all she could see was green.
Mr. Green?
Mrs. Green? You look really good in green.
Oh, I should change for dinner.
Wait till you see the evening gown. Strapless.
Oh, on second thought, I think I have a terrible headache coming on. I'll just order in some soup and go to bed.
Headache? I could...
Oh, alphabet!
There you are, you naughty girl!
What? Mrs. Tompkins?
I don't have it all figured out just yet, but there's something very fishy going on here.
I don't know what you mean.
I finally managed to convince that nice Mr. Purser to look up the Green's cabin number for me, and it was that one you were coming out of.
Oh, that? That was weeks ago.
But you said it was that salesman's room.
That's all I know.
But it can't be. Mr. Purser says the Green's all right there, and he would know.
Oh, You know, you are completely right. That is very odd. I will go right now and get to the bottom of this.
Just make sure to ask him if I can keep the shoes, all right?
And what does she say?
I don't know. I huffed right off. We are going to be in such trouble come Friday when we dock.
A lot can happen in 4 days.
What will everyone think of me?
We've pulled it off this far.
I'll never live it down.
Might as well live it up, then. Have a real ball. Let me take you dancing.
No, I mean, no. I'm just going to call it an early night.
If you gotta, you gotta.
Look, Charlie, you've been a peach. Laura never deserved you.
Oh, you're up.
Yes.
You ain't all bundled up for the night.
It's rather hot.
Well, that nightgown ain't keeping you warm, that's for sure. Can't say the same for me.
You like it?
I oughta. I bought it. But it didn't look half as good on the display.
Charlie?
Yeah?
I thought it over and realized you had a point. I have wasted my life.
I never said that.
We should have an affair.
What, now?
Well, yes.
That's a little hasty.
It only took me 3 weeks to make up my mind, and you call that hasty?
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
What?
You're too nice a lady for that. You deserve better.
Are you still pining for that blonde?
No.
So what is it? No, I'm too old, that's it, isn't it? I'm only 32, really.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, get out.
What? Look, let's talk about
it. No, just go, please. Leave me to my shame.
I was worried you wouldn't come.
I almost didn't. This dress is...
beautiful.
I was going to say strapless.
Hey, it ain't every day you get invited to dine at the captain's table.
There he is!
Oh, Alphabet.
This is the man who's been living in the Green's cabin. I insist you arrest him for false pretenses.
What happened?
I guess she got corns.
Sir, if you would come with me...
No, no, I can explain everything. This is entirely my fault.
Captain, sir, if I may speak...
This should be interesting.
But, sir...
Shh. Makes a change from our regular dinner entertainment. Go on.
Well, you see, sir, it is like this. This whole thing is... It started with,
It's our honeymoon.
What?
Charlie!
And I was going to ask you, Captain, sir, if you would do us the honor of renewing our vows right here in front of everyone... Sort of to prove that we're on the up and up.
Charlie?
We rushed through the justice of the peace so fast, since the cruise was about to leave and all. I ain't hardly felt like it was legal, and this would make me feel better, if you would.
But what about the Greens?
That's why we rushed. They weren't going to take the trip, so they said, why let it go to waste? And we had to squeak through to get the deed done before whistle time. But now, I'd like to do it up, Brown. If not for myself, for the little lady here... Who's put up with a lot, well, with us having to keep this all secret.
Oh, Charlie.
Next thing you know, she's gonna make me propose again.
Oh, that would be so romantic.
You don't have to.
Will you? Say yes, and you'll make me the happiest chiropractor in all the world.
I'd have to be a dummy to say anything else.
Since you are clearly not the Greens, I will need your proper names if I'm to marry you.
Agnes Culpepper.
Charlie Worthington.
Not the Charles Worthington of the Worthington Academy?
Oh?
Yeah. Well, my pops founded it.
What's that?
It's only the single most respected and accredited college for chiropractors in San Francisco.
I didn't know chiropractors were respected. I mean accredited.
The ones we train are... You still in? Even if I'm a wee bit on the sticking rich side?
Why didn't you ever say?
Well...
We'd best get this done while we're still far enough out to be under my jurisdiction. Do you have your rings?
Oh,
Take off that crackerjack placeholder. I got the real ones right here. They got good stores on this ship.
Is there anyone here that might object?
Lara?
I'm confused.
You always were, kid.
Now that you know how to find us, don't be a stranger. We have enough of those already. Tonight's episode, Two If by Sea, was written by Julie Hoverson. In it, Charlie Worthington was Russell Gold. Agnes Culpepper was Julie Hoverson. Lucille was Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard of Gypsy Audio. The purser was Carl Cubbage. The porter was William McCrae Smith. Mrs. Tompkins was Julia Lorraine Faulkner. Lara was Don Harvey. Armando was Danner Hoverson. And the captain was David Stifel, also known as That Burroughs Guy, reader and producer of a podcast dedicated to the works of Edgar Rice Burroughs. Music for this episode was from J.C. Pierrick, album Velvet Dream, as found on Jamendo and is used under a Creative Commons license. Cover art by Julie Hoverson. Sound and mastering was done by Julie Hoverson. Sound effects were found on soundsnap.com, sonomic.com, stockmusic.com, onesoundfx.com, and also through the Footage Firm and Blastwave FX. The opening theme was by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com. The opening credits featured Cole Hornaday, Renaud Leboeuf, and Julie Hoverson. All persons, places, and events in this story were fictitious or used in a fictitious manner and are not meant to reflect any persons, places, or things, living, dead, or undead. Questions? Comments? We would love to hear from you. Contact us at 19nocturne@live.com, that's 19nocturne, or check out our website at www.19nocturneboulevard.com. Also, you can like us on Facebook. This presentation, as well as the scripts and characters therein, is copyright 2012 to Julie Hoverson and Reality Productions, and is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Spread the show around, but don't try to make money off it. If you want to try something, like to reenact an episode, just drop us a line.
Come along, babe. Can't we just... Come on. Let's go make a tagreen with Evie. Evie? Who's Evie? I should know better than to go for that type of gorgeous feather band. Feather band. Come on.
It should be, I am Armando Montenegro. Prepare to die.
And I was going to ask you, Captain, sir, if you would not take that phone call. Oh, come on. She may be a peach, but her voice. Tell you what, you shave? No. Better yet, why don't you not? No, let's not do that.
A taste of the classics with a twist. Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
And you are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald. That's all the time that we have for Skald's Hall tonight. Stay tuned again next week for another episode. And coming up in a moment, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John. So from all of us here in Vancouver, enjoy your evening and enjoy your long weekend.